Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com. And by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks, tree stands, and other accessories, an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. HuntingBeastGear.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan report, reloading metallic cartridges and fishing Lake of the Woods. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. All 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm is off to a business meeting this week. We'll get his report next week. Well, this week I spent 3 days fishing out of Ballard's Black Island Resort, and that's on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods. My son John and I and 18 friends and listeners were there for some of the greatest walleye, smallmouth, and crappie action I've ever seen. We tried 4 muskies, had a few close encounters, some of our folks did, but nobody landed one. But that's the way it goes. We did see muskies. We had shore lunch 2 of the 3 days using walleyes that we caught that morning. You'll never have a fresher fish meal than a shore lunch of the walleyes you just caught. It's a private island. Ballard's is the only resort there. It's about a 6-mile run by boat from Morrison, Ontario. We fished with guides every day, and we had great meals in addition to the shore lunch. We had breakfast and supper in the lodge, and dinners included pork chops, prime rib, and barbecued ribs. Really great food. And every night we had a campfire, and we saw some amazing northern lights. That's the Aurora Borealis that really lit up the sky one night. In fact, so bright you didn't need a flashlight to get around. It's really turnkey service, and we all enjoyed it immensely, and I'm planning to do another trip next year. We'll let you know as soon as we know the schedule, so you can plan to join us if you want. Well, coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh files his final Lake Michigan fishing report for the season. Mech Outdoors Manager Sean Wozniak tells us how to get started reloading metallic cartridges. And I'll talk with my son John about our trip to Lake of the Woods and the upcoming Bayfield Apple Festival. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
We see you out there doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Step outside, let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's huntworthgear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Well, I'm talking with my son, John, who is also our Northwoods correspondent, and we're sitting on his back deck in Bayfield after several days on Lake of the Woods in Ontario.
On and in Lake of the Woods for a moment or two.
Well, yeah, you were in the water momentarily.
Yeah, a couple times.
But a great trip.
Very great, yeah. Much better than my first trip up there, just weather-wise. Couldn't have asked for better weather, except maybe a little cooler. We got some sun, and probably wasn't the best weather for musky fishing. But otherwise, it was amazing.
Yeah, it was another great trip. We had a group of 20 people, including the two of us, who came from as far away as Missouri, parts of Minnesota, most of them from Wisconsin. I knew three or four of the people ahead of time, but met some new people, and we were a really good group that gelled rather quickly. You're on an island, and so it is like you're thrown into the same boat, so to speak, and you get along, and we all did.
Agree, 100%. Yeah, made some new friends. Possible some sailing clients for next summer even.
Oh, I didn't realize that you talked about that. Now, speaking of sailing, you've got a couple days of sailing ahead of you, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I'm sailing, Tuesday. I got two trips Wednesday, two more Thursday and Friday, and then we're racing all weekend.
Wow. And now, is this the wrap-up of the season, or will you continue another? Well, you and I have something going on next week, but will you continue beyond this?
Well, we started pulling boats out. I think the first one came out today or yesterday, and we'll take one out a week until Applefest, and that'll be the end of the season. So first weekend in October is the end.
All right, Applefest, that is the big event in Bayfield for the year, and it's, I don't know how many years that they've been doing that now. We don't know. We've been doing it for the 50 years I've been up here,
yeah.
So it's been going on a long time. And folks, if you've never done it, Bayfield Apple Festival, first weekend in October, I believe.
First weekend in October. It is the Harvest Festival for the microclimate that is Bayfield Peninsula. Apples, apples, apples. And, you know, a big parade with marching bands from all the local schools, food vendors, live music, comedy, art, and sailing, of course.
Comedy, you folks are going to be performing Lost in the Woods Improv?
No, we are not performing at Applefest. Our next show is at Honest Dog Books on the 27th, right down there in downtown Bayfield. And then we have a long-form show at Big Top Chautauqua's Backstage, where we are doing the Armando. It's a long-form of improv, where we have a guest monologist, and this monologist will be Bronte Gross, my boss and owner of All Hands Sailing.
Cool. Now, what is a monologist?
Yeah, so basically we find people that we know or people from the community who we think are would be a good storyteller and bring them up on stage at the beginning of the show. We take a one-word suggestion from the audience, and whatever that word inspires, our monologist gives a five-minute story, a real-life story, and from that, we draw our inspiration for the improvised set next.
Wow. So a monologist, that's basically a monologue that person is doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. Well, will there be pirates in the parade, do you think?
Arr, there be pirates in all parades if you be looking close enough. Hide your children and hide your candy especially.
All right. Well, folks, you don't want to miss Bayfield's Apple Festival if you've never done it. It is an experience absolutely worth enjoying up here, especially if the weather's nice. We are blessed this week, or so far early this week, with beautiful weather here in Bayfield. As John mentioned, we had weather like this 6 hours north on Lake of the Woods at Ballard's Black Island, where we fished for 3 days, and the only problem I saw there was the wind.
And there was a lot of wind. It is a huge lake and many islands. So even thinking that we could get behind an island and hide in the lee, there were 30 knot gusts easily yesterday. And yeah, it was a lot to deal with. It was fun though, driving a 75 horse tiller across a big lake in 2 foot waves.
Yeah. And I let you be Captain John and run the tiller to keep us up with the guide. We were fishing with Reuben Gibbons again, and Dan Zekor and his wife, DC Darrow from Missouri. And we bird dogged them for 3 days. And boy, she was a fishing machine when it came to big walleyes.
Yeah. I don't know what she was doing any different than the rest of us, but she caught all of the big walleyes.
Yeah, she did. Well, actually, I think Dan had a 24, but I never saw anything bigger than about, I think I threw back 118. And the deal in Lake of the Woods and in other parts of Ontario, I believe also, is that the walleye between 18 and I think it's 28 or 29 inches must be released. And that's to preserve the spawners.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that 24 that Dan caught was the one that I actually caught that took my rod overboard while we were filming you with a pike.
Oh, yeah, we had that experience. Now, that one you did not go overboard for, but this was fun. We were doing the fire drill type of video to promote this trip and to promote some seminars that I'll be doing at the Green Bay and Milwaukee All Canada shows this winter. We filmed the pike, and I put the pike in the cooler because we do fillet, or the guides do fillet, and we do eat northern pike. We brought a couple home. And then we turned around to look for the rod John had been fishing with, and it wasn't there.
No, it was gone. I vaguely remember hearing a bump, and I figured I just, you know, dropped a water bottle. We looked around, and the rod was gone.
And about a half hour later, Dan, fishing in the other boat, snagged something, turned out to be the line.
Yeah, he hauled up the line, and on the end of the line was a hooked walleye, about a 24-incher. And then on the other end of the line was that rod.
So we got the rod back, and Reuben, the guide, retrieved it. And that's when I joked that I wasn't going to tell Reuben that we lost one of the camp's rods, but it all turned out for the better. And Reuben said, you know, I've lost two earlier this summer. So I jokingly said, well, where were they? Maybe Dan can catch them. Now, we targeted walleyes for the shore lunches, and that's basically how we spent our mornings. And everybody, and we're talking 20 people plus their guides, everybody caught walleyes almost as fast as you could bait your hook with a salted shiner minnow and drop it down to bottom.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. I think I had my limit usually in an hour. And then quickly shifted gears to casting for muskies.
Which we did pretty much the rest of the day on all 3 days. We never saw a fish. One of the guys from Fredonia, actually, two couples came up from Fredonia, and they joined us, and they were muskie anglers too, and they really worked at it, but I think they saw one fish, and then I'm told that Reuben had one follow a figure eight when you and I were trying some other spot, and he took Dan and DC to another honey hole.
Yeah,
he
put us on a good spot where we could fly cast, and then the whole time he was doing a little circus act with a muskie on a figure eight, and apparently he walked it around the boat several times, turned it left, turned it right, made it jump through a hoop, but it never bit.
It never bit the bait, and it swam off, but DC got a chance to see a figure eight, because everybody talks about, oh, you catch muskies on a figure eight. Well, she got a chance to see what that was like. Well, we are thinking about next year already. We don't have dates confirmed, but I want to do it again.
Yeah, me too. If the weather is anything like this, maybe a little cooler, it's amazing. September on Lake of the Woods can't be beat.
And you will be sailing, and I will be at the AGLO, that is the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers Conference. And then we go to Hayward for the Treeland's Premier Muskie Fly Fishing Championship, the 10th annual.
10th annual Treeland's Premier Muskie Fly Fishing Championship. And we're in it to win it this year. We've put in our time. My cast counter is just hovering around 10,000 right now. We got a drift boat rigged up and ready to go. And we have been practicing double hauling on 10-weight fly rods. So look out, Treelands.
We are ready, and here we come. Well, folks, I'm Dan Small here with my son, John Small, our Northwoods correspondent. Signing off in Bayfield, I got to turn around and drive home because I got a busy week, too. Not quite as busy as yours. But thanks a lot, John. We'll see you in less than a week, I guess.
Thank you. I had a wonderful time.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan fishing report brought to you by Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan and on the web at dumperdan.com. He's also got a very active Facebook page where he posts photos and videos of what's going on there in Sheboygan and on Lake Michigan off Sheboygan. And also, the report that we record every other week is posted there with some photos and sometimes videos as well. And joining us once again is Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. Well, Dan, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Oh, you betcha, buddy. Fish on, get the net. It's been fun. Let me tell you, this fall season, we're well into September. The kings are biting. People are catching them in the river. They're catching them on the piers, jigging in front of the harbor, trolling, what have you. We've been blessed with some really good weather, which really helps, and fishing's been phenomenal, basically later part of our season.
Now, you wrap it up pretty soon, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to be pulling all the Dumper Dan boats out here pretty quick. We have about 20 trips left yet. When we get them in, then we'll power wash the bottoms off, and we'll take them out to my shop. I got a heated storage building, and we slowly start working on them. A lot of my captains and mates do some deer hunting, including myself, and then once the weather gets cold, then we go back to the shop, turn the heat up, and work on the fleet.
Okay, and your shop is up in Cleveland, Wisconsin. We talked about the folks in Cleveland just recently, Rupp's on Washington, a great restaurant up there, a great supper club, and you guys have dinner there fairly often, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Good point, Dan. It's a great venue there, and it's walking distance to my shop. It's in the little village of Cleveland. Awesome, awesome owners, good food consistently, always good steaks and what have you, salad bar. Yeah, it's a nice little area. I love it out there. They also opened up the roads, most of them in Cleveland, to ATV and side-by-side travel, so you can take your machine and bop around on that too, just like we do.
Yeah. Well, now your boats are going to go into your maintenance and winter storage shed. And then what about the rest of your business? You have condos that you rent out over the late fall and winter, don't you?
I do. And I definitely want to talk about that, Dan, because when I first built the condos, I leased some. I own a bunch of them. I built a building with condos all here on South Pier Drive. And I wasn't anticipating, you know, any winter stays, but right out of the chute, people started calling for winter. So what I did is I opened them up to winter monthly rentals. I do weekends and some dailies in the winter, but mostly monthly. A lot of people will take a month or two at a time. Some will take all 6 months for the winter. We do offer a really reasonable rate for that. So definitely good accommodations here on the riverfront, walking distance to everything, and very clean condos. Two bedroom, I have four bedrooms. But if anybody's interested, give me a call, 920-377-1147, as I do have some open yet for the winter months. Of course, in the summer, it's nightly stays with all the fishing guests. But then in the winter, we try and do monthly and sometimes for the whole winter as well. Give me a call. We can take care of you if you're here for business, pleasure, what have you, and get you a really nice place to stay.
Okay, well, let's get back to the fishing. You say the kings are in. How long is this action likely to last, and then what?
It goes all the way through September and into October, and the males come in, kings, and then the females, and then the cohos are always last. That's usually late September, early October, so there's a few weeks left of that. There's a lot of fish in front of the harbor right now and in the river system. Definitely get out here and give it a shot. It's a lot of fun.
Now, people with small boats or who can only fish from the piers or from shore, you mentioned that they're catching them. How do they catch them?
The best is actually spawn sacks, any kind of spawn, chunks of spawn on a treble hook. Some people will bag them up. You can buy them that way, or just a clump of spawn on a treble hook. That's very good. I like casting crankbaits. I use like a rattle trap or a flicker shad, like fire tiger, anything glow in the dark, anything green is good, orange is good on a crankbait. And then others will use spoons like Cleo's, Keo Wobblers, Crocodiles, and Mr. Champs. So spoons, cranks, spawn. You'll see the fish jumping. It's fun because you see them jumping all over. And boy, when they hit your rod and you're using a spinning rod, you better hang on with two hands because they smack it, boy.
Yeah, and the heavy spoons you mentioned, the Cleos and the KOs, those are probably a bait of choice on the pier because you can cast them out farther.
Yeah, you can, and what I highly recommend is braid. You don't need heavy braid. You know, something like 15 to 20-pound test braid is really tough line, and what that'll enable you to do is really throw that Cleo or KO wobbler or even a crankbait, like a flicker shad, a long ways because you can cast probably four times the distance with braid as you can with mono, and also it's more durable. So you got a 25-pound king salmon on, and he's running on you. You can stop him, turn him around, and he won't break your line as easy as he will on monofilament. Power Pro is our favorite, but there's a lot of different braids out there, but Power Pro is what I use.
And then do you have a leader of fluorocarbon?
Nope. I know guys do that, you know, when you troll or jig for walleyes type thing in clear water, but not for these salmon because the Sheboygan River is a coffee-colored stained water. And even in the clear water, no. We'll run straight braid right to the swivel. Use a good ball-bearing swivel or tie your bait direct. Some do that as well. I use a ball-bearing swivel, though, so I can change baits. You can use the braid right up to the lure, and it works just fine.
Okay. Well, Dan, this may be our last report of the season, unless you get a notion to come back and tell us what you're up to this winter. But let's mention the condos again. What are the options?
I have a four-bedroom gorgeous unit. I have a bunch of two-bedroom condos. Some have one bathroom, some have two bathrooms. They're very, very nice. And monthly rentals in the winter, that'll start October 1st, and it'll go all the way well into May. Usually I'll go to about June 1st when we start charter fishing, but they are available by the month. I can do weekends or by the week if you want to, but I prefer monthly just because that's what a lot of people like, and some will take them for the whole winter. They are available for that too. So give me a call, 920-377-1147 for condo accommodations here at Dumper Dan's in the off season, and I'll take care of you.
All right. Well, now you're wrapping up your 40th year in business. I would assume you're going to open up again next spring. Any thoughts of what comes down the pike in a few years?
Hard to say. I don't know what's going to happen here. I know we just bought a nice four-bedroom this spring condo right next to my place, and I don't know if we're going to expand anymore or we're going to branch out to some people. I'm not sure yet, but 40th year doing this. I've been here a long time. It's been a blast. I got a great crew of about 20 people here that worked for me, and they're all tired right now, including myself. We've been going 7 days a week since the middle of April, to be honest with you, so a break is needed by everybody, but we'll be taking reservations all winter long like I always do, give certificates for Christmas, what have you, and get the dates in, you know, in the winter for next summer, 2026 season. We'll get everybody in the books and do it again. Hopefully we'll start out with a bang again with the coho run and go in the Rainbows and Kings and Lakers and everything like we did this year. It was a phenomenal year. Great fishing, great weather, and great customers, let me tell you.
Well, we're glad you had a fantastic season, and we hope that next year is just as good. And, of course, as you mentioned, people can start reserving dates now, and people are already doing that, aren't they?
They are, actually. We're getting calls in September for next year in May and June already. It's on a lot of people's minds. It's on a lot of people's bucket list, and a lot of our repeats are rebooking and getting their dates in early, which is appreciated because then you get the picks you want ahead of time before they fill. And we do fill. June, July, and August, we run over 300 trips a month. So very busy here, and definitely want to get them dates in. And a lot of times if my six boats are filled, I go to 7, 8, 9, 10 boats. There's guys parked next to me, and I overflow to them, and I get these people on the lake, even if we're full. 920-377-1147 is my number, Dumper Dan. Check out DumperDan.com and always jump on our Facebook page for pictures and videos.
All right. Well, Dan, thanks so much for this report and all the reports we've done with you this season. And I wish you the best of luck for the next few weeks of fishing and then a break and maybe some rest and maybe actually some sleep for you.
Yeah, sleep would be very nice. That would be awesome. And I will check back with you, Dan, periodically. We'll do some radio in the off season and keep people informed of all sorts of bits of pieces of news that I receive over the, you know, winter months with fish stocking and maybe some ice fishing and this and that. So we'll keep in touch for sure.
Sounds good. And good luck bow hunting. I know you do that. Go get some deer after you get some rest.
You got it. You got it. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Dumper Dan Welsh, Captain Dumper Dan, from Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, basically signing off for the fishing season here. Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. You can find him on the web at dumperdan.com. And this report will be probably the last one we do for this season. You'll find it on his Facebook page, Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is Sean Wozniak. He's the manager of Mech Outdoors for the Mayville Engineering Company in Mayville, Wisconsin. And Mech Outdoors is a longtime sponsor of my annual TV special, Deer Hunt Wisconsin. And in fact, you've seen Sean on the show, and you'll probably see him again. They make shot shell and metallic cartridge reloaders, clay target throwing machines, and other gear that outdoorsmen often use. Sean, welcome back to Outdoors Radio, and thanks for joining us again.
Thank you for having us today. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, and thanks for sponsoring Deer Hunt Wisconsin. It's been, gosh, at least a decade, maybe more, that you've been helping us out.
It has been over a decade, I believe.
Yeah, and you have the products I mentioned, but you have other products as well, don't you, at Mech?
We do offer other products as well, but the main focus of outdoors business is the clay target machines, the shot shell reloaders, and then the metallic reloader. That's the main focus for Mech Outdoors.
Okay. Now, we are about 2 months out from Wisconsin's firearms deer season. Bow hunters are at it already. But let's talk about metallic cartridge reloading. That's something you and I featured on last year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show. It's pretty easy, but it's a little tricky as well, isn't it?
Once you get the hang of it and just learn the overall process, it becomes much easier. And there's still time. If you did purchase a new gun or you want a gun at a banquet earlier this spring, then you're looking to utilize that in this fall's hunting season and you're not prepared with your load yet, there's still time. Like you said, there's 2 months out and there's still time to get that gun dialed in before hunting season.
So what does it take to reload metallic cartridges?
I will take a press, obviously, and then the consumables, so a bullet, primer, powder. You can reutilize your brass, and basically you would be going and looking into a recipe book and following the guidelines of that recipe book to reload that cartridge and then seeing what that gun likes to shoot.
Okay. You mentioned reusing brass. Now, for people who just got a new gun and don't have any brass in that particular caliber, can you buy new brass or used brass?
You can. There are companies out there that do sell range brass. There are companies, mostly the OEM ammunition businesses, that will sell extra brass to the reloading public.
If it's been shot before, it has to be resized, correct?
That is correct. I suggest resizing it. If it's brand new brass you're buying from OEM or it's range brass, if it hasn't been fired out of your gun, even if it has, it should be resized to keep everything uniformed and you're keeping everything the same.
And what is involved in resizing?
There's a case die that you would put into the press. There's a shell holder pending what caliber cartridge you plan on resizing and loading. That would go in and then you would insert that case into the die and then that puts that back into a factory spec.
Okay. Now, obviously, the brass casing has to be specific to your rifle caliber, but what about the other components? What about the powder?
Powder, that can be changed depending what the load recipe is calling for in the book. Also, what's available in the market. And also, your bullet size can vary as well. And depending what application you want to use or shoot that load for will dictate what grain of bullet you plan on utilizing as well. So a lot of that information is in the recipe books, and I call the recipe books the Bible for reloading. It's tried and true and tested information that's out there for people to utilize.
How does one get a hold of one of those?
Internet is an option. Depending what bullet manufacturer you plan on shooting their bullet, they'll have recipe information for all the different calibers and all the different bolts that they offer to the market as well.
Okay. Now, historically, I shot a 270 and the two main options, although I did hunt varmints with it way, way back in my earlier days with 100 grain, but 130 and 150 grain seem to be the standards for 270, for example. And would you use the same powder for those two, or would it depend on the bullet?
It would depend on the bullet. I chose that caliber as well, so I utilize that for Wisconsin whitetail, and then I utilize a heavier bullet for going out west and chasing elk.
Okay. Once you've got the case sized and you've got your powder chosen, let's talk about bullets a little bit. How do you choose a bullet for, let's say, for deer hunting?
On the bullet manufacturer's website, they do give you information to kind of narrow down the best bullet for what gun you're shooting and your barrel twist. And you're able to plug in that information, and then it'll basically tell you what bullet and what size is going to be the best for what gun you're shooting. It's just a good information source to kind of narrow down, because there's so many different options of bullets out there. The information on the manufacturer's websites help narrow down what is going to be the best application and option for you.
Okay. So once you've got all these components and you got your case resized, how do you reload a cartridge?
When we resized, we also deprimed, so we kicked out that old primer if that was a once-fired shell. If we're loading new brass, sometimes they have primers in them, sometimes they don't, but we would have to reprime that cartridge, and then from there, we'd be inserting the powder and then seating the bullet. That would be the next steps of the process.
And then you're done?
And then you're done. I made it sound easy. There's a little more detail into it when setting the dies. Your overall length, just the length of your case as well. So there is some fine-tuning adjustments when you are setting it up. But once everything is set in the press, you're able to do those functions pretty quick.
And then you're turning out uniform loads, right?
That is correct. Consistency from the reloading bench will basically be seen downrange as well.
Okay. Now, folks, if you want to visually see what we just talked about, my Deer Hunt Wisconsin YouTube channel actually has that segment that aired on last year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show with Sean showing me exactly what we just talked about here. Shot shell reloading is much more common, I think, because especially trap shooters or sporting clay shooters, they do a lot of reloading, but some hunters do as well. How is that different from metallic reloading?
It's a little more simplified. Basically, from a shot shell reloading standpoint, your powder is going to burn differently than what a rifle powder will be. You don't have to be as particular, like your overall case length. The plastic shot shell will stretch over time, but you don't need to trim compared to like a metallic cartridge. So it's a little bit easier, and you can be able to kick out more rounds for shot shell compared to metallic in that regard. There's still the safety factor of following the recipe books and what's published. That's a consistency between the two.
I'm glad you mentioned safety, because I think that's one thing that stops some people from getting into it, even experienced shooters. It's like, well, I'm building this bomb in my basement. Is it going to go off? If you follow the recipe, you should be safe then?
You are safe. That's a published data to the market that's been tested and tried and true, and that's the information that's out there to make sure people stay safe.
So I imagine you wouldn't recommend that people do some experimenting, wildcatting with higher velocity loads or more powder or whatever else would be a factor there.
Correct. I mean, for their own safety, and then nothing good would happen or come out of it. It's as long as people stay safe, follow the recipe books and published data that's out there, it's a safe and enjoyable hobby.
Yeah, and safe, enjoyable, and economic as well, right?
It is. Still have a cost savings for reloading. And it's been a little tough with consumables in the market and just the availability, but that's been a constant over the last couple of years. It's either been primer shortage or a little bit of powder shortage. So it's just depending on what's being used more right now in the world.
Yeah, and how is availability now?
On the metallic side, very well. The consumables are readily available. Shot shell side, available powder, if you want a specific powder that you've used for years, it may not be available right now, but it's just going to take a little bit of time and for world economics to iron out before we can start to get some consistency of flow of that powder back in the market.
Okay. How long can you keep powder before you load, or even after you load shells? How long will it stay viable?
We tell our customers, if you're not planning on loading, if you do a batch load and you're not going to load for a couple months, go ahead and take the powder back out of the bottle and then put it back in the container that you purchased it in. We've seen, and we've actually used some powder that's been more than 10 years old, but it's been in its original container and just not opened up, and it was still viable and still good to use.
Okay. And once it's in the shell or the cartridge?
It's sealed. The gas, basically the gas seal or the wadding of the shot shell will seal that, so they could last for quite a long time.
I'm sure a lot of hunters or shooters have inherited loads from dad or grandpa and taken them out and shot them.
They have. I have as well. So it's just a true testament that as long as it's a sealed, dry area, it's still viable.
All right. Anything else you want to share with us?
No, just from the reloading bench to the field. I mean, just Mech Outdoors is with you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Sean. It's always good talking with you, and I look forward to catching up with you again.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us, Dan.
You bet. Sean Wozniak is the manager of Mech Outdoors, and that is in Mayville, Wisconsin, part of the Mayville Engineering Company. Mech Outdoors is a sponsor of my annual TV special, Deer Hunt Wisconsin, and you can learn more by going to mechoutdoors.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
We see you out there, doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. By Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com. And by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner boats and Mercury outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. And they've got a clearance sale going on now on 2025 model year boats and pontoons. And they've got some real bargains, including a boat of the week. So check it out on their homepage. They're also taking winter boat storage reservations, and they will fill up. So if you want a spot, better check it out soon. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. PROFHearingCare.com.
by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers. Huntworthgear.com. We're also brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories, an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Huntingbeastgear.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, shows from the last several years are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mention, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio. You can subscribe to our podcast there and download episodes going back about a year or so. Our show is also available as a podcast on other platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcast. And on social media, you can find us at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. Several DNR announcements this week. The DNR is accepting applications for a special deer hunt at Sandhill Wildlife Area near Babcock. The deadline to apply is this coming Monday, September 22nd, and the hunt dates are November 8 and 9. For details, visit the DNR website, keywords, Sandhill Wildlife Area Deer Hunt. And the DNR is sponsoring a number of Learn to Hunt programs this fall for everything from squirrels to deer, and including field dressing, cooking, and more. For details, visit the DNR website events page. And you may be seeing some of our native herptiles, that is, snakes, lizards, frogs, and turtles, on the roads this fall as they migrate to winter habitat. Snakes and lizards especially sometimes warm up on heated pavement, and that puts them in danger of being hit by vehicles, so watch out for them and avoid hitting them. You can report sightings of live crossings or dead ones on the road on the DNR website. The keywords are reptile mortality. The DNR is stepping up efforts to monitor invasive round gobies on the Lake Winnebago system, where one was found this summer. For more information, visit the DNR website. The keywords there, round goby, and you spell goby, G-O-B-Y. You know, I've been wearing a pair of Relevant sunglasses. They're new. The technology is unique, and they are really amazing. They're polarized, of course, so I can see underwater. And on recent trips on the Chippewa River and at Lake of the Woods, I was able to see fish, including a mid-40s muskie that followed a lure to the boat but didn't hit it. You can check them out at rlvnt.life. That's rlvnt.life. This Saturday, September 20th, and that's today for many listeners, is Clam Lake Elk Fest in downtown Clam Lake. Elk Fest starts at 9 a.m. and all activities are free. They'll have live music, vendor booths and exhibits, great food, an elk education presentation at 10 a.m., a walking tour at 11, and an antler hunt for kids at 2 p.m. Details on Facebook at Clam Lake Elk Festival. And here's one you might be interested in. The 19th Annual Fly Fishing Film Tour comes to Milwaukee next Thursday, September 25th. You'll enjoy some of the best fly fishing films from around the world, plus food, beer, and giveaways, including a fishing kayak as a grand door prize. It'll be at the Bavarian Beer House on Lexington Avenue in Glendale, and that's just off I-43. Doors open at 5. Film start at 7. Again, that's next Thursday, the 25th, at Bavarian Beer House in Glendale. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can learn more about Warren and his music at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
I'll be trolling home. My wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale. When my lazy ike is just too lazy to lure. when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.